So for me, for most of my life, sex wasn't that great. And I definitely didn't know how to really open up to receive in the physicality of my body, in my pelvis, in my cervix. I was
Welcome to the
closed.
Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara
Hello,
Sage.
hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman, an activator of Kundalini, Shakti, and the Ecstatic Life Mentor. And I'm here today in a solo episode, where you and I get to just dive in deeper into a topic. Today might be a little bit shorter and sweeter. We'll see how it goes. What I wanted to talk about today is an experience I recently had. If you have been listening to this podcast, you may know of my story that I call going from numb to ecstatic. And if you haven't, you can definitely look in the past episodes. That was one of my very first episodes, and it goes over one of my experiences of awakening, one of my most profound experiences of awakening. This conversation today kind of piggybacks off of it. I was sitting outside the other day. It was a sunny day, and there was a just sitting right directly in the rays of the sun. There was a very soft and slightly cool breeze, and the birds were chirping and singing, and I was just breathing into my body and allowing myself to be fully present. And I experienced how all of the sensations, all of the senses felt like a lot. To just simply be fully present in the moment was actually granting me a lot of experience, a lot of sensation. And I realized that, well, for one, most humans are very shut down to where, we're not even noticing a very gentle breeze or the birds chirping. Not noticing these subtle expressions and senses and experiencing that is happening in every moment. Through that episode, From Numb to Ecstatic, I speak a lot about how numb I was, and this continues to open up for me, as it does in my clients. Many of my clients continue to open up. It's not just a one-off where you're open, because it would honestly be a lot if you went from numb to just fully open. It would be a lot. So we open bit by bit. And it's honestly a little bit surprising that there's still more to open up to, that we're still somewhat numb. And it always makes me curious about where the majority of humans are at. Because to consider how simply being fully present to the birds, the warmth of the sun, the rays, the light of the sun, the soft, cool breeze was very stimulating. And I hit a bit of a wound in my nervous system, a wounding in my nervous system that said, this is too stimulating. Go back inside. And that's what I found to be very interesting. Really? Soft, cool breeze, the warm sunlight, and the birds were too stimulating. Now, in all honesty, I had been working on this for a couple of weeks. That wasn't the first experience, but it was probably the most subtle. And it was showing me where, throughout my life, instead of sinking into, instead of surrendering into the moment and allowing myself to feel everything, I had believed that I was unsafe, and therefore I had shut out a lot of sensation. Another way to think of this is penetration, because when we're in our feminine, which we have both feminine and masculine, when we're in our feminine, we are penetrated by life, penetrated by that stimulation, by the sensations, by the senses of our reality. And when we are in our masculine, we are penetrating life through our actions. When you think of it as being penetrated by life, there's a lot of symbolism there. We can always take it to the sexual understanding, because there's always a beautiful resemblance and reflection between creating your reality and the act, the intimacy, the communion of sex. So for me, you know, for most of my life, sex wasn't that great. And I definitely didn't know how to really open up to receive in the physicality of my body, in my pelvis, in my cervix. I was closed and I couldn't receive the masculine. I couldn't receive the penetration deeper into my body because I had literal guards in my physical body protecting me. Through releasing my shame and my sense of not safe, I was able to open up my pelvis, relax my cervix to where now, literally in the act of sex, I receive the masculine very, very deeply, physically into my body, and there is union energetically. So as I was sitting out in this stimulation of reality, I was contemplating and being shown by my higher self and by the Ma, the Great Mother, how much I have opened up over the many, many years that I've been doing this, and how much deeper I do receive. I do receive the penetration of life, and there is more, and to some of the subtleties I'm still protecting. So in that moment, I breathed into my body. And I just softened all of my muscles, softened my mind, softened my energetic field, and allowed the penetration of the sound, the penetration of the rays of the sun, the penetration of the cool, soft breeze. And it was invigorating. And as I used my breath, I was actually able to charge myself, my energetic field, quite strongly. For whatever reason, I've never resonated with terminology like too much. I don't even resonate with it's a lot. I don't resonate with overwhelm. And I'm not saying that these words are bad. I just don't personally use them, but I know many, many people who do. Throughout my spiritual awakening, my higher self has always shown me where, you know, we really can't be overwhelmed. We really can't be over anything. It's only again when we tense against something that we experience overwhelm, that we experience too much. When we relax into it, it flows through us. It can absolutely be intense, but it's not too much. And so while I don't necessarily resonate with that perspective and those experiences, I can see how I have still in the past and still to some level do now protect myself, not allow myself the full penetration and aliveness of life for fear that it is too much, for fear that I can't handle it, for fear that, well, ultimately the only fear that there is death, because really the only thing that truly fears is the ego. And the ego is the only thing that dies. So everything boils down to, as far as fear goes, the fear of death, the fear of annihilation. So we fear we will be annihilated when it's too much, when it's overwhelming. So I bring this to you today to allow you to begin to understand that in every moment, we have the opportunity to be penetrated by the aliveness of life in the most mundane ways, in the most mundane of moments. And this is what my higher self has been teaching me, how to sink into the mundane, how to experience the mundane as aliveness. And not to shut out the mundane and seek for entertainment, seek for stimulation, because there's plenty of stimulation. There's plenty of stimulation right in this very moment. And when we do allow ourselves the opportunity to relax into the moment, breathe into our bodies and just really feel all that there is to feel, we're stimulated deeply within our being and in a grounded manner. So we're not stimulated in our minds, we're stimulated in our bodies. And there's a big difference between those two. And if you want to understand more about pleasure, if you want to understand more about your ecstatic self and what it really means to be ecstatic regularly, if not all the time, what it really means to feel ecstatic within every cell of your being, what it means to allow the aliveness of life, even in the most mundane of moments, to course through your entire being. It's about allowing yourself to be stimulated, penetrated with all of your senses. It's about relaxing the nervous system and breathing into your belly. I hope this has given you some food for thought and perhaps a practice that you can take on to your own. There's a lot of great times throughout our day, like driving a car, where we tend to go up into our minds and disconnect. I mean, that's to the point that oftentimes people say they don't even know how they got home. They were on autopilot. And in those moments, if we instead root down into our bodies and feel, sense, see, hear what is going on around us, we offer ourselves what I'm speaking about today. And if you want to take it more extreme, you know, you can go out into the weather and be fully present with everything that the weather, whether that's the wind or the rain or the hot sun, snow, whatever it is that's presented to you and perhaps isn't always so comfortable. Can you surrender, sink into, let go into that and feel it all? And one of my favorites as far as stimulation goes is always the airport, because there's so much stimulation at the airport. I like to sink into it. I like to meditate at the airport because of the intensity of stimulation. So can you feel more in the mundane moments? And can you sense perhaps where you're numb, where you're shut down, where you have decided that it's not safe to feel the mundane? Can you relax that? Can you open up so that you can feel and allow more penetration? By creation to you and by you to creation. Because remember, you're both the masculine and the feminine. You are penetrated and you also penetrate. And I use that word for a very specific reason. Okay, my loves, I leave you with this, and I'm actually currently in the process of moving interstate, so I'm going to make this short and sweet, and probably next week's episode short and sweet as well. And I send much love to you.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.